Wrong with attitude.
It's time for mansplaining.
There's something called mansplaining. Have you heard about this?
Every week here on The Left Show, I'm going to take the time to explain to you Neanderthals all about women.
We know what mansplaining is.
Mansplaining is when a man will condescendingly explain something to a woman that she already knows.
Anyway, gents, pay attention. This is the good stuff. This is mansplaining. It's 2017. I can't believe I have to do this. Fucking ridiculous. Hi, folks. It's Jeff from The Left Show. Time for another mansplaining. This week on mansplaining, I have a disclaimer. In today's introduction, there will be several French words that I will pronounce incorrectly. I apologize. I don't speak French. I took 5 years of Russian before the Cold War ended. Dominique Crenn was adopted at 18 months old by a French couple from Brittany. Her parents, falling into the category of what I like to call good parents, introduced her to multinational cuisine, Indian, Chinese, Japanese, all sorts of different restaurants in Paris. Wikipedia is very lean on Dominique's early years, so let's jump ahead of all the formational stuff and get to the part where she graduated. The course is Charlemagne in Paris, with a bachelorette in economics and a bachelor's degree in international business from the Academy of International Commerce of Paris. Yes, pretty sure I screwed half of that up. She also traveled extensively all over Europe and other parts of the world to learn how food works, which is important to something a little later in the story. In 1988, Dominique Crenn moved to San Francisco and began formal training as a chef. She liked the place. She stayed there for almost a decade. In 1997, Dominique moved to Indonesia and made history as the first female executive chef in the country when she took the helm at the Intercontinental Hotel in Jakarta. She didn't get to stay long in Jakarta because everything kind of went to hell, so she came back to California in 1998 and accepted the position of executive chef at the famed Manhattan Country Club. I hope by now, gentlemen, you're starting to get a feel for where we're headed. In 2011, Dominique opened Altier Crenn, a concept restaurant that embodied both her heritage and an ode to what they call poetic culinaria, which I believe means that you are delivered a poem when you go to dinner there. I could be wrong. I know I said it wrong. The restaurant earned its first Michelin star, and Crenn was awarded a second star in October of 2012. She was the first female chef in the United States to get a second Michelin star. In 2016, Dominique was a long favorite to become the first U.S. female chef to earn a third Michelin star, as one of the rare female practitioners of modernist cooking. However, she didn't get the third star. And people like me wonder specifically why Michelin chose to honor a different restaurant that's like more of the others and not as special or unique as Altier Crenn. But that's not the point I'm trying to make, but it does lead to the point I'm about to make. Dominique Crenn is leading by example. First, she's a strong and vocal advocate to make the art and business of cooking gender-free. And what's that mean? I'm glad you asked. Dominique is fighting to make food about the food and less about the genitalia that's in charge of making it. More importantly, and especially for me, she pays her employees a living wage. In one of the most expensive places in America to live, she pays her employees a living wage and gives them access to insurance, sick days, and paid time off. Look, I have worked in kitchens on and off my whole life. I've been around restaurants my whole life, and I can assure you, this is different. This is special, and it is amazing to hear. You see, Dominique Crenn's plan for growth is bigger than just paying a living wage and giving her people access to benefits. She is actively expanding the education and opportunities of her employees, helping develop not only newfound passions for the work that they do and how they do it, but supporting the next generation of chefs and restaurateurs. You see, when someone treats you like a human being, that you have worth and value to them as people, you know, as well as I do, that you're going to show up for them and perform for them at the top of your abilities, that you're going to want to make sure to do a good job. Because when someone values you, you value them. It's not that hard a concept, and yet here I am talking about it like it's brand new. And let's be honest, I'm doing it on mansplaining, which should tell you how I feel about where I've come from. But this isn't about me. You see, too often in this country, people achieve high levels of success and choose to shit right back down the ladder. In the case of Dominique Crenn, she is trying to take everyone up with her, and that is why I introduced her to you today. More like this, gentlemen. Dominique Crenn is an example of how bosses should treat their employees, regardless of gender, religion, identity. Go to work. Don't be a dick. If you're not a dick, you should get paid a living wage. It's not that hard. Anyway, that's it for me this week. Remember, until I talk to you again next time, no means no, and my eyes are up here.